The word of the Lord from the 10th chapter of John. My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. The word of the Lord. Yesterday and again today in the reading from Luke chapter 5, we listened to the voice of Jesus calling that young fisherman to stop what he was doing, to change his life, to lay down his nets, and to follow him in a whole new journey of life and ministry, catching men and women and girls and boys so that they might be caught up in the grace and the truth of the living God. And now in these words, the pages turn from Luke to John, and the imagery shifts from fishing to shepherding as we contemplate those familiar words. Sheep listen, and I know them, and they follow me. Which I want to reflect on a little bit with you this morning as a very simple reminder that as important and as critical and as valuable as it is, to hear the call of Jesus, including all those specific calls to ministry that many of us have or will receive, that it is just as important, just as critical, and just as vital to keep on listening to the voice of the shepherd, to keep on listening once called, so that you won't lose your way, so that you won't get lost, so that you won't have your attention distracted by any one of a thousand different voices that will call after you and me as they do every day, so that you won't get derailed from living out the calling that all of us received on the day of our baptism. And so today, I would like to illustrate that a little bit with you by sharing not my words, but the words of a former member of the Lutheran Church of St. Andrew in Silver Spring, who has since moved on to another part of the country, but who once gave a testimony of these two very simple verses with special emphasis and reflection on those three words. Listen, follow, know. His name is Barry Cox, a lay person, and these are his words. When I was in the Air Force, my job was to sit in front of a radar scope 30,000 feet in the sky in what's known as an AWACS plane, which is that 707 with a big frisbee on top, and to provide information to fighter pilots. That's because while each of them had their own radar, theirs was limited to a cone-shaped area off the nose of the aircraft, which was limited in its range. But sitting in the AWACS, I, on the other hand, had the big picture, 360 degrees in all directions with a range of 300 miles. If one of those pilots ever got into a real close-in high-speed situation known as a furball, my big picture could literally save his life. One of the most important calls that I would ever make in a situation like that was known as the green call, which told him which direction was safe and therefore the best way out of danger. Well, back then, he says, we didn't have the digitized non-jammable radios like they have today, and so we had to worry about our radio calls being jammed or blocked. Even worse was the threat of an enemy operator coming up on my radio frequency, pretending to be a friendly agency, or worse than that, pretending to be me, even using my call sign, which was Bandsaw. People who did that were known as spoofers. Their goal was to come in on a critical time, use my call sign, fool our pilots, and get them to fly straight into harm's way. But when that happened, my job was to immediately make an even more convincing call. And that call had to contain five things in specific sequence. His call sign, which was usually something really cool like Panther 41. My call sign, which was Bandsaw. The words disregard, meaning do not listen to that call, followed by the phrase, key on my voice, I am your controller, and then a command to tell the pilot which way to go in order to be safe. And then finally, a predetermined authentication code that would prove that it was really me whose voice the pilots had been trained to know and to remember. And so when you put it all together, it would sound like this. Panther 41 bandsaw, disregard, key on my voice, I am your controller, exit south for green, I authenticate, alpha, Zulu. If you did it without delay, and you did it clearly, and you did it well, the pilot in harm's way would ignore the spoofer, lock on your voice, follow your directions, and come safely home. Then there came the application as Barry Cox went on. He said, there have been times in my life when some critical furballs have taken place down here on the ground, when I heard the wrong voices. Some of them sounded very convincing, but they were leading me in the wrong direction. And to be honest, I didn't always know that I was being spoofed. But I am here today as a grateful person because when that happened, God's voice in God's word broke in, reassuring and clear. Barry, Jesus, disregard, key on my voice, I am your shepherd. Follow my word, believe, be baptized, and be saved. I am authenticated by my body and blood, given and shed for you. And that, friends, is the authentication that you and I are about to receive at the Shepherd's Table of Grace, giving thanks that his is always the more convincing call of the one who gathers us into his arms and who leads us safely home. On the first of my two visits to the little town of Bethlehem, which curiously is not really that little, we happened to be in a place where we saw two shepherds with their flocks of sheep. And even though they no longer raise sheep in Bethlehem for temple sacrifice in Jerusalem, nevertheless, there they were. And these two flocks mingled together at a place where there was water. And the shepherds stood off to the side, visiting with each other, leaning up against a fence and smoking cigarettes, which isn't exactly the image that I have in my CPH Bible storybook, but you know, there it was. Nevertheless, when their break was over, we stood there and watched them as they called their sheep. And amazingly, the two flocks separated from each other and they followed the voice of their particular shepherd. And while I don't think they were putting on a show for the pilgrims in Maryland, even if they were, the point was made. Listen, he knows you. Follow him. Thankful that we've already been called in baptism and mindful of all those specific calls that come to ministry. Our prayer has to be that by God's grace, we would not only hear those calls and go wherever they lead us, trusting him in the midst of excitement and maybe even some anxiety, but also to keep listening for the shepherd's voice once called, so that you can also take that message of grace and truth to the people that God, by his working in spirit, will place into your path, who may be listening to the voice of a spoofer or might be lured into harm's way. and that we will do it by grace. We will do it without delay. We will do it clearly. And we will do it well for the glory of God. Friend, this is a Christian who cares about you. Disregard, key on the shepherd's voice. He loves you. He died for you. He rose for you. And he has a brand new way for you. And it will lead you home. I am authenticated by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.